Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the irate gamer of podcasts. The six in the ball pit tonight are Argyle Funk.
Listen, Diddums, your mommy has been getting a little sick and tired of you dressing up. She says that's for little girls and she doesn't want a little girl as a fiancé. Lucky for you, I'm here to help.
Detective Slowpoke.
You are wearing your portable bathroom and you will really, really need to use this in with no immediate relief. Just like a baby with no control.
Positive stress.
Even better, have someone else add the bananas to your diaper for you. Really rub it around. Front, back. In all four cases, keep those diapers on for at least an hour. Have fun, you lucky devil!
Shell game!
Osmotic laxatives work by helping fluids move through the colon. However, keep in mind that long-term use of laxatives can lead to negative side effects.
Thanks, doctor.
And Amelia Blank. Yes, yes, I was successful. I made a big mushy poopy, and my diaper leaked with pee. Good thing I had plastic pants. Thanks.
So, somehow we managed to actually make a coherent story. Like, wow.
Hi, Extra Credit.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, how is everyone?
Pretending to be excited.
I'm doing great.
You know, I'm wondering what mysterious things you have in store for us today.
Oh, well, it's something interesting. It's a bit of a follow-up to an F-plus episode, one of my personal favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it might be a bit unpleasant. We've, of course, dealt with Clits for Sale. We've done some gross stuff.
Get to the point.
That was Child's Play, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Sissy Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Okay, so what I'm picking up here, I've never listened to that episode of the F Plus. what I'm picking up here is that this is going to be gross.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Depends on how you look at it.
Speaking of someone who's listened to that episode maybe 30 times, yes.
Speaking of somebody who's listened to a podcast, Argyle, how the hell did you get here?
You know...
Riveting.
That answered all my questions. No further comment.
Shogun made this document.
Yep.
So...
Fuck off.
I'm gonna ask you to maybe guide us. I'll ask you where we should go next, stuff like that, but... should we just start off with the first thing?
Like a good nurturing mother.
Yeah, you really can. I tried to grab a little bit of everything. Start at the top, grab whatever jumps out at you.
For the audience's sake, if you've not listened to that episode, I figured you know what I was going to explain it, but let's let Frilly Boy here explain it, and I'm gonna make Argyle read it. So. I'm going to go ahead and read Frilly Boy here. That's the first thing in the doc.
See you on the other side, Argyle.
Okay. I am... apparently, I am Frilly Boy, and I am out. Or, actually, am out. Now, I wasn't sure where else to put this. So, last October-ish, I told my friends that I'm a cross-dresser slash sissy, which they were a bit stunned by at first, but didn't mind, because my friends are awesome. Ever since then, I wanted to fully come out as a baby as well, and last week I pulled the plug and did.
Don't say plug.
Which ended up with me telling my last friend yesterday.
My last friend. I'm all
my
out.
My only friend. My last remaining friend.
I don't know why they're his last friend. He seems like a pretty pleasant and...
Because each friend leaves when he tells them this.
Well, he kept pulling the plug.
Don't
don't explain the joke. And they didn't mind because my friends are awesome. Great friends make life worth living, and my friends, knowing that I like to wear dresses, onesies, diapers, etc., and not minding, that is one of the greatest feelings in the world.
I disagree.
It makes me wonder why I was so nervous to tell them in the first place.
Me too.
In part, having to keep that stuff a secret from my friends slash roommates is why I became less active on here than I already was. But now that I'm literally wearing diapers and baby clothes in the same room as them, I don't care anymore.
Yep,
and I'm sure they don't either.
My life how I want to.
What are the lives like for these other people?
They're awesome, so it's great.
What baggage do they have? It's like one of them like a quicksand fetishist.
More like diaper baggage.
Well,
did that
apparently
sense?
Roommates. So like they're stuck with this person until their lease is through. They're like,
of course I don't care if you're in diapers in the living room.
Actually, I think you'll find it's pronounced weese.
No, it's not.
I think you'll find it is.
Okay. I plan to live my life how I want to and as cutely as possible.
You're not doing that.
This site, as well as several others, really helped me keep going and let me know I wasn't alone out there, and I want to thank everyone involved from the bottom of my heart. Even when I wasn't talking to all of you, I was still
reading.
Maybe
you probably should be alone, isolated.
Thank you all. I think I know what this is about now, guys, and I don't know if I want to be in this episode anymore.
All right, bye, Argyle.
Too late, the exits are sealed.
The podcast doors have been locked.
Also, I don't know about anyone else, but this website is hurting my eyes.
I am staying in the dock.
Like, it's bright as shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like luminescent pink.
Oh, I just went to the website.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why is there a creepy gray person on the top with bright eyes?
Because you're on Sissy Kiss.
What?
Okay, so, shell game.
Yeah?
Why don't you read the next piece, which is full-time little girl?
Uh-huh. My name is, littlegirl_inside, and, this post.
Where are you keeping this little girl? It's inside where?
Inside. Well,
please don't make this creepier than it already is.
See?
Could you read the alternate title for this post?
My alternate title for this was, why isn't being a sissy as acceptable as being LGBT?
Well,
I can see this is going to be amazing already.
Oh, it's a really fun one.
I'm just going to sit with my chin in my hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, this post is aimed at those sissies who identify with being a little girl between the ages of 7 and 11. However, all comments and thoughts are very welcome.
1 through 6, 12 and up, not welcome. Get out.
Get the fuck out of here!
Do they determine their identity based on, like, Cartoon Network demographics?
Yes.
It's a little different if you're, like, a toddler versus, a little girl who goes to school now. Like,
please don't use the word toddler.
Well, all right.
I'm sure it won't come up anyway.
It's in the document, so it's going to come up, so.
It has long been my dream, my desire, my need to live 24/7 as a 9-year-old little girl. Whilst I do not consider myself transgendered, nor do I want to live as a woman or change sex, I do feel like a little girl trapped in a male body. This may simply be the overwhelming feelings being a sissy brings, but I find it very hard to be both a man and an adult, and I feel more natural, more alive, and more, well, me, as a little girl. Playing
Someone
with dollies.
Introduced this person to the phrase man-child.
man-girl.
That's my favorite Golden Age superhero.
It's my favorite anime.
Playing with dollies, games, and toys comes as natural as breathing. I identify as a little girl and simply ache to live as one.
Okay, well, I play games too, and I don't.
I know that in reality, being a little girl full-time is almost impossible. However, I do know many sissies have found a way to live as close to full-time as they can, dressing every single day as part of their normal routine. I have spoken with some sissies who feel the same way as me, which has been very liberating, sharing thoughts at, and would now be very interested to know of other little girl sissies, LGs, who want to live full-time as little girls, and how they cope with the day-to-day pretending to be men and adults. So let me know your thoughts, please.
Most little girls don't have to deal with that.
Which is why they needed to come here. The other little girls in their playgroup didn't understand. There are a few other websites dedicated to the LG lifestyle, so I will add some links if there is interest. Love you all, XXX.
God, I hope all of these people get sued by LG.
Little gangsta. Stressed, you're little genie.
Actually, I'm little Jenny.
Oh, little Jenny. Sorry,
well,
Jenny.
Well, I'm more of the toddler girl persuasion. But like you, I feel that was fast. Like you, I feel as if the real inner me is a little girl who just wants to be herself. A bit younger than you, but I definitely feel some of the same things you do. I overthink things sometimes, but I have thought about this, and my opinion is that this is so difficult because we just don't have a predefined niche in society.
It's almost like we should be shamed and ignored.
Society has roles for males and females, and nothing in between, that act their age. So if a TS switches from one adult role to another, the transition can be difficult, but there's a role for them to transition into.
See, this is what's really hard.
Okay.
If somebody
For someone's obsessed with, like, preconceived notions of another gender, they sure don't know a lot about, like, transgender stuff. It's very strange.
Well, it's because they're a whole different thing. There's no niche for them in society. It's not easy for them like it is for transgender people.
As a straight male who likes to dress as a woman, a.k.a. little girl, I totally know about the transgender issues of today.
You mean transgendered?
The transgendered.
Slowpoke, I had no idea that you were in on this community.
You got me. Yeah, I got
this is
me.
Great. We got someone on the inside.
Ugh.
Sorry, I don't remember where I was. I haven't really been, like, processing anything that's been coming out of my mouth. So.
Yeah, you're on If Somebody.
If somebody were to try to assume a social role that didn't match their physical age, it would be awkward and difficult and possibly dangerous because nobody would know how we fit in. I think that's exactly what happened with Trump.
That wasn't even
he's
particularly
a
funny joke,
he's
but
a man.
Congrats, you made me laugh still.
That's what I do. There really isn't a social role for us, though there should be.
No, there shouldn't.
Oh.
That's a. No, you're wrong.
No, I think pariah is a social role.
Okay, yeah.
Untouchable.
A hermit who has never seen another person.
Another problem is that younger social roles usually require a parent/guardian, and I don't have anybody to fulfill that role.
What?
Maybe it's because you're a fucking adult.
They're single?
You just need to find a little girl who on the inside feels like...
Stop right there. Stop right there.
Stop pitching your terrible 90s cop movie.
Stop or my baby will shoot.
I want to watch that. Can it still be Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, and an age-reversed Estelle Getty.
That's me overthinking, as I said. I certainly understand where you're coming from, though your inner little girl is older than mine. Still, I'm glad to have met you electronically.
Beep boop.
I didn't understand anything I just said. My eyes and mouth were reading that, but my brain was not reading that.
I'm an adult man, but on the inside, I'm a stupid, dumb, young baby.
Stupid babies need the most help.
So a little girl inside.
Yeah.
Comes back.
Thank you, little Jenny. I agree. There is no social role for us. I know of one sissy who dresses full-time 24/7 as a toddler girl, out in public everywhere, and is seen as a local oddity, but for me is an inspiration. I couldn't do that where I live. For one, it wouldn't be safe. And for the other, I would still be doing adult things. Work, shops, etc. Which would lead to ridicule.
I'm gonna go do shops.
Hashtag adult babying.
I mean, if you're going to adult shops, I think they'll understand.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
But it isn't just a dressing issue, but a lifestyle issue. I have never grown up.
No!
Agreed.
I think that's the thesis statement for this entire website.
That's like half the internet.
I consider myself okay, yeah. fairly intelligent, articulate, however
I like video games.
I am like a child in so many ways. I am also a little girl. But as you say...
Very articulate, your weird use of commas.
But as you say, there is no social role for us. We don't fit in. And in many ways, I feel I don't fit in as an adult male in today's society.
I wonder why.
I would have fit in just fine around the Norse society.
Maybe the future society will embrace the sissy and those of us that want/need to live full-time as little girls of all ages can openly and without fear.
That sounds like a terrible B-movie.
Hello!
Uprising.
What the fuck was that sentence?
I'm Jennifer Funshine!
Oh, hey, Jennifer Funshine!
I'm the evolved form of Lil' Jenny! I know in many ways I best identify with being an adult baby. Trying to express myself further, I am more like a 2-year-old girl in diapers. Primarily raised by my mom, over half of my life was spent with her, the other half in a hospital bed. We did everything together. I was her little baby girl in so many ways. The daughter she always wanted, and we both knew this, but it was never openly discussed. Personally, I don't think sissies and abs are that far off from being accepted in today's society.
Well, I think abs are already pretty well accepted in today's society.
Yeah, but not on sissies.
Though I think infantilism will have a more difficult road in the long run. The dilemma we face is that of an age issue, which is funny because there are more than 1 million commercials advertising solutions, potions, and chemicals all designed to help people stay younger.
Did life become a D&D game? Well,
that's not what they mean by baby soft skin.
No.
Baby soft skin grafts.
Makes me wonder what happened to embracing diversity.
So much for the tolerant left.
Finally, I would just like to mention that for me, being a little baby girl trapped in my adult self is a most rewarding experience because it encompasses the whole social dynamic of human existence. How?
Yes, how?
I exist on a how? Higher plane of being because I think I'm a little girl.
Cosmic brain.
By affording me the ability to converse with everyone I meet on their level of interaction, I know better when to listen, when to giggle, and when to forgive my male friends for their insensitivity towards nature. Hopefully I'm not off topic with this post. I wish everyone the best! Smiley face!
This person, because they want to dress and act like a little girl, is apparently the apex human.
This is the ideal male body.
It looks like a little girl. Don't pay attention to that.
Men just don't understand her.
I think we're going to skip to the next bit in the talk.
I hate that I recognize the name Oopsie Panty from the F Plus episode. Yes.
Yep, they're still around.
God damn
no.
it.
So we're going to move on to a post called The Desolation of Smaug Diabetes.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh. No,
I don't.
Detect a
Smaug. Oh, God damn it.
You're Renate Tutu?
Oh.
I wanted to be here and not read.
This is the worst thing to come out of the Hobbit movies.
I don't know, have you seen the Hobbit movies?
No.
That's a good point.
I haven't seen any of them, which is how I assume this is going to be canon.
Well, the Hobbits are really little girls.
excuse me, my name's Renate Tutu. I just want to announce in advance that I'll be wearing better diapers this year for the Hobbit. Part 2, as well as plastic pants.
good.
Finally! I've been waiting for this update.
Plastic pants?
Oh, man, I remember when he posted about just shitting straight through his diapers at The Hobbit Part 1.
Shit hard through your diaper.
Please, please don't read ahead. I had a very embarrassing situation last year when, needless to say...
Oh, God, I didn't actually...
I waited until the computer was empty before scuttling out with a dark spot between my legs. I want
no leaky words
for the scary part this year, and this movie has a dragon in it.
So, Argyle, how does it feel to be a sissy kiss fortune teller?
I hate this. I want to
die. Don't you hate that your premonition powers is only applicable to sissy kiss?
I've been looking for you all this time. That's why I came here with this doc to unleash your superpower.
No!
The worst hero from The Mystery Man.
I don't know. Dane Cook was in that movie.
As himself.
Renee Tutu, let's get going. I want to know more about your...
I have to confess that I've never been punished for leaving a damp seat cushion behind in a public theater.
Wait.
We scaredy / solitary sissies can be lax, but what could be worse than that? I mean...
Wait.
That's kind of invading the next person's space who may sit on that seat, not leaving a good impression for the rest of the world on how a sissy should behave.
Yeah, you make us all look bad.
I just realized, you said leaving a damp seat cushion behind, and I was like, are they, like, bringing their own?
No, that would actually be kind of,
nice of them.
I think.
What if they... OMG DNA! What if they tracked me down and arrested me? I deserve it, frowns.
Nah, I mean, it could be worse. You could be dipping in the theater.
Are you suggesting that you are genetically predisposed to being a pissy baby girl?
Yes.
What does DNA have to do with this? I guarantee you this is nurture, not nature.
The 19-year-old manager breaks out his DNA testing kit. It's like, I knew it. It's that sissy.
That's actually an emoticon. And since Frank West couldn't make it tonight, I will just do this. There we go.
I remember sitting there very wet and embarrassed through the credits. When the lights came up, I pulled out my cell and pretended to check my messages as the people left.
Hey, little girl, how did you get those social cues?
I mean, those movies are pretty fucking long, right? How far into the movie were you when you pissed yourself?
Oh, you're assuming it was piss.
I think it was, but
fortunately, it was the last show of the night. I penned, "I'm sorry, I wet my panties."
Yeah, I mean they said wet, so I'm hoping to God that it was piss
on a stwenty,
and safely pinned it to the damp. Oh God, that's gross.
Wait,
Of all the gross things in the stock, somehow so far that is the grossest.
There are several reasons that this is bad. I think I'm most frustrated that you just made a $20 bill unusable.
Yeah, there is a $20 bill somewhere in the world that says, "I'm sorry I wet my panties."
I'll have to keep an eye on my wallet next time I make a withdrawal.
God.
Safety pendant to the damp seat and shuffled out past the usher, collecting the 3D glasses, and who would probably discover my notes?
Because that person...
Your note dollar sign. What even...
I guess...
I wonder what that poor employee had to tell his friends.
Oh my God, the next sentence, though.
I guess I should have posted in the corner, but how do you really punish yourself?
The corner!
I got some stuff from the corner, too. Don't worry.
Just one more reason I wish I had a mommy to make me do what I should.
Is that where they go when they've been bad?
It sounds like it's where they go when they've been bad.
No.
So, who's going to see The Hobbit?
The real importance of this.
Definitely
movie.
Not me now.
Well, I'd hope not, because that movie's been on DVD for quite a while now.
Shut up.
They're being liberal with the original book, like Orlando Bloom is in part two.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
What? Fucking shots fired at Orlando.
He's dreamy. I seldom go for the big screens today,
but I'm going to sissy this out with popcorn and a big soda and no leaks.
That's not an expression.
I love Lator and Middle Earth, and I've read them so many times I can bore you silly. I will be leak-proof, because perhaps I'll invoke one of the lesser rings of power you never hear about, like the Ring of Toilette.
I want to push you down some stairs.
I'm going to go see the new Hobbit movie in a full-body plastic bag.
Jer never mentions the practice rings they made while gearing up to the nine, and the one which they didn't count on, and it's hard to imagine a sissy in Middle Earth and the life of a beautiful elven maiden seems a difficult one. Frodo lives!
I really like Renee. The end of this post where I hated you for being a fucking nerd and not for being what the other thing you are is. That was like a nice breath of fresh air.
Nerd!
I should also point out, I didn't put it into the doc because the conversation was mostly boring, but there were a couple posts about what role sissies could have played in Lord of the Rings.
Archers! Sissies!
I mean, I'm just saying they could have made at least a couple of the dwarf sissies, you know.
I mean, maybe they were. We don't know.
And my bow. And my axe.
And my diaper.
Thorin, king under the diaper.
I'm Alyssa D. Dear Renee, I always use a diaper doubler at the movies.
What?
Preferably the Tranquility's contour liners.
Wow.
I want to see The Hobbit in 3D, but I don't think our local theater will do it in 3D. At least I get to see the 50th anniversary show of Doctor Who on BBC America at noon today.
Why is that so funny to me?
Why is the nerd circle and the dress up like a little girl circle so much the same circle?
I hate life. Okay. It will be broadcast globally at the same time. If you could try and see it, then... But... Then I'll... Will... What the fuck?
Yeah.
Try to see it, then I'll will... Find a way to get to a theater that has a Hobbit in 3D. It will be fun. Ogs and snogs.
Just be careful. If you see it in 2D, then a diaper doubler is fine. If you see it in 3D, you need to wear a diaper tripler because it will make you have diarrhea.
I mean, there's a dragon in it.
Then we got a short back and forth real quick. So, Slowpoke, take little sissy under babies going to the dentist.
I'm looking for some stories where the baby gets his or her... Oh, well, I was trying to actually do that without teeth sounds. Gets his or her teeth removed.
No!
I found the twins, but that is pretty much it. Are there any other stories like the twins?
Hello, I'm Sonic Potty Pants.
Hey, wait, hold on. I have... Babies don't have teeth.
Hey.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
Shut up. Charlotte Poopy Pants is talking.
I'm Charlotte Potty Pants.
Potty Pants. Oh, man.
Yo, remember the name.
I'm sure that she wishes it was Charlotte Poopy Pants.
I used to wear dentures, but these were taken away from me a year ago, so I can't eat Charlotte anymore.
Wait.
Yep.
What is your story?
Are you on meth?
Did you have your teeth removed?
Well,
yeah.
There's a good answer and a bad answer. The good answer is this person took their fetish too far. The most realistic answer is if you look at this person's picture, the guy looks like he's probably in his 60s.
I was going to say, I'm really sure God, it's no. Old sissy.
I was really... I don't know which is worse to think about. Never
mind. My first thought was meth, but...
I think it's much worse. I don't know.
What I don't understand is all the people... that I've ever seen pictures of do this, that are, like, older, they always look like they wear really, really shitty costumes.
Yeah, like, because they put on regular costumes and then they shit on them.
Oh, yeah, I guess
that's they rented something from a costume shop 15 years ago, they returned.
No, the older ones?
They wouldn't let them return it, let's be real.
I think they're the last generation that remembers the Depression, so they really need to save on their sissy gear.
I don't trust the bank, so I keep all my money in a diaper.
No one's going to take it from there, I can promise you that.
Anyway,
Yeah, Charlotte, please, continue.
Without my dentures, I have developed a very sissy lisp when I talk. Even sucking my bottle is difficult. I have to wear a plastic bib because I tend to dribble a lot when feeding.
The characteristic lisp that babies have when they speak.
Yes.
90-year-old okay. Man lisp.
Now, that last part is sad, though, because if this person's really as old as you say, then that's probably just true. Like, always. Anyway!
It was a really long post.
Oh, but it's so good.
I did debate it, but I just...
Encouragement for my husband.
Yeah, I just never expected this perspective to show up.
Well, then why don't you take it, Shell Game?
Alrighty. Hello. I'm happy in my panties.
Alright, bye everyone.
And what's your name?
Happy in my panties.
Alright, bye everyone.
No, what's your name?
My name is Beth.
Sorry.
Hi everyone.
Nice and to I'm meet happy you. In my panties.
Alright, bye everyone.
Hello all. I'm not one that is typically active on this site. I set up the account a while ago simply to print off some of the stories here for my husband to read.
Oh my god, you're 55 years old.
But now I'm wondering if any of you would be interested in helping to encourage my husband with some things. First off, a little background. We have been together for 5 years and married for 4. I'm the one that introduced him to the big baby world. It started off as some simple, honest fun. And it is still simple, honest fun. But now I know that there's a whole big baby world and literally thousands of people who have a desire to dress like babies and toddlers. The only thing that may make us different.
Did
from
you
others.
Just move?
You're where? Slowly becoming Mrs. Bighead.
Sorry. I don't know. Maybe please I'll continue. Stick with it.
No, it's fine.
No, I like it. Also, pick babies in quotes every time. So I feel like that might be a supervillain from a long lost comic book that you should read.
Hello, I am Big Baby.
I'm Big
Guess
Baby.
Guess on me, Batman. Goo 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 ga.
Look at my abs. The only
guys,
thing.
Guys, don't spoil Boss Baby.
The only thing that may make us different from others is we, or more like I, want us to push the envelope. I
that's
don't want
not
the...
good.
Think outside the box of adult babies.
This is the next step in human evolution.
I don't want the fact that we want to dress like little kids to have to be hidden from the rest of the world.
Wait, whoa, we? You got him doing it?
My husband wants to be completely free with it, too. But I have to work on him and encourage and guide him along.
Are you sure you don't mean he wants to be free, as in, out of this?
No, he loves it.
He wants to be free because I handcuffed him to our bed.
Just fucking put the fluffy pillow over his face and put him out of his misery.
Because, let's face it, it's much more of a statement for my husband to be shopping at Walmart in some frilly pink outfit than it is for me. And it's an even bigger statement for both of us to be in public wearing frilly pink outfits together. Regardless.
Is this some, like, art project?
Yeah, this is that one character from Dark Dreams Don't Die. Someone will get that.
Regardless, it is still our ultimate goal to slowly become comfortable with a 100% transition to a wardrobe with nothing but baby and toddler-like attire, and to be dressed that way 24/7, 365. It's a lot, I know, but it's not
What about leap years, you asshole?
Look, on leap years, he can do whatever he wants. I do love him.
That's so nice of you.
It's a lot, I know, but it's not something we just jumped into. We have a long list of little baby steps that we have agreed
I get it.
To that lead all the way to our ultimate goal.
World domination!
I like that our guy was already leaned into his mic in preparation for that.
We have acquired many different things. Most of them are home attire and easy to do. We've got regular pajamas, footed pajamas, onesies, kitty-like underwear, pull-ups, diapers. We even got some things to put together outfits such as fun cartoon-printed shirts, Winnie the Pooh, and Mickey Mouse shortalls. We've got some shortalls that have snap crotches. We've even got several types of the new Disney van shoes that have been coming out.
Should
and
I be glad that I don't know what that word
fun,
means?
Cute socks.
I'll put on those Disney vans and your diapers and go skate.
Damn, Daniel, that
guy. We just want to be free.
Free me, please!
Whoa, this is a long post, huh?
Yeah, this is really long.
This is extremely long. Holy shit.
Skip a paragraph.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Skip all the rest of the paragraphs.
So here's my thing. Since he's now comfortable with the socks as they are, it's time to move on to the next step. And the next easiest step is to add lace to all the socks.
So you know that scene, you know that part in The Great Gatsby where they're just like talking about at length about all the different shirts, like all the colors of all of Gatsby's shirts. We just skipped that, but with this adult baby socks.
It's true.
Happy in my panties is the F. Scott Fitzgerald of adult babies, is what I'm saying.
Mentioned it to him, and he's super, super nervous about it. But I know that if he brought himself to do it and start getting comfortable with it, he'll be glad he did.
Oh, this sounds so bad for him. And
so
his
here's
life.
My question. So,
this really sounds an awful lot like he doesn't like this.
No,
is
here's
it,
my question.
Should you go to jail? Because yes,
come in.
Yes, you should.
I wonder if any of you would be willing to encourage him to go for it. He's kind of a little panicked at the moment. He's been out in public in lacy socks before, but this would eventually mean that all of his socks would be lacy and he'd be seen everywhere wearing them.
I'm imagining him leaving in, like, full baby gear, going in his car, driving to work, and, like, changing into a suit and tie.
Why does your whole life have to be a fetish?
Honey, you're not allowed to go to school in that suit. You better be going out in the clothes I chose for ya.
God, don't make it about going to a school.
Yeah, please, Jesus.
We're going to the PTA meeting tonight.
My teenage son won't wear his diaper.
There's really nothing for him to be nervous about. Even my husband, as shy as he can be, would want to be looking cute and not let what anyone else thinks matter. Adding lace to all of our socks is the easiest next step we have. So if we want to continue to eventually have a 100%
just thousands and thousands of socks just hanging from fucking clotheslines in the house.
You eventually having 100 babies, toddlers, wardrobe, and be comfortable enough to be out in public.
100%.
100%.
Not 100 babies.
You're gonna have 100 babies.
100,000% babies, toddlers, wardrobe, and be comfortable enough to be out in public. This is the next direction for both of us. We have to keep moving forward. If we don't, we have a tendency to start stepping back and giving up.
You know, stepping back, getting perspective.
Believe
God
me,
forbid.
We mean a lot to him. He just needs a little support, and I should.
Please don't let us stop and think about what we're doing.
I'm some guy named Raz. I'm Raz Al Ghul. Okay. Your husband is lucky to have someone like you in his life. I hope you guys continue making baby steps forward, and then maybe someday we can all live our lives the way we want, dress the way we all feel on the inside.
Anyway, back to the Lazarus pit for me.
My name is Jesse, baby.
I'm going to kill you, detective.
What? Huh?
Actually, it's pronounced Raish.
Shut up.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. Thanks, Argyle. You fucking
You're
nerd.
You're not welcome.
Who's Jesse Baby?
I'm Jesse Baby. I think it's hard.
Oh, you sound like me.
Oh yeah, because we're all trying to sound like baby people.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the king of the Candy Kingdom.
I think it's hard for most of us to be encouraging. I personally could not do clothing. I do have some cute under... Wait, Edu have some cute underwear and socks that I wear, but only in private. I do, however, wear diapers 24/7, except some days at work. My goof is kind of accepting of what I do. She has seen me mess and has even changed me from time to time. All I can say is if your wife is accepting of what you do, then it doesn't matter how anyone else feels or says. Good luck to you, my friends.
Let's just put together the two pieces of information we just got. She is kind of accepting, and she has changed my diaper for me. So this person...
how did that conversation go?
...has pissed their diaper and said... Hey, I know you're only kind of comfortable with this, but I do need to be changed. It's gonna change itself.
It was hilarious.
I got a surprise for you, Detective Slowpoke. You're Nylon Tony. That's your life now.
That's how I've been sitting there looking at that name. Going,
yeah, I was like, Nylon. What's that? Nylon Tony.
I mean, it's all one word.
I guess that is also valid.
I made it a compound word, because otherwise I don't know
Amelia,
how
Amelia, you've cracked the adult baby riddle.
Yay! What do I get?
Oh, Kai.
You don't want to know.
Everybody's revealing their superpower tonight.
My experience is a total sissy all the time. I have been in diapers and dresses as long as I can remember. I love it. Of course, in the beginning you'll be humiliated, but for me, I look forward to it. I wear cloth diapers and pretty plastic panties daily. Everybody knows. I am the town fair. Oh, that's got some connotations behind that.
No, I think he's saying he's a fae. Like, he's legit.
It's Tingle.
Like, he's a mythical creature.
And they're trying to be rid of him.
I am now picturing you as Tingle. This is Tingle. Tingle.
Oh, I love wearing frilly diapers and pristine dresses and sissy socks.
And I float around on a red balloon.
Give me your rupees, Link.
Let me take you away to where the tulips grow as tall as a man.
I draw all of my maps on my diapers.
Ululipa.
My legs are shaved, my toenails are painted, and my wife... keeps me this way all the time.
How many times we hear that word in this? Wife.
You might as well be mother.
I mean, hey, honestly, this is the first time it sounded completely consensual and totally like they were both into it, so I guess that's the least worst thing so far.
Yeah.
Her friends come over and we shares me with them. I am paraded through the stores carrying a little girl's pocketbook, totally made up sissy.
All right, let me do a quick not always right search and see if I can find this person.
I love being dressed and diapered. I love being changed at home with a crowd of women around
just
me.
Just applauding.
I find
like an operating theater.
I find this site is important to put me in touch with others who share my desires and love for the sissy baby lifestyle. My advice would be to go all the way with it. I haven't enjoyed the stares and comments about me being the sissy fairy diaper baby that I truly am. All my life I have been exposed to humiliation. The more you do it, the more you need to do it. I will travel with my wife.
I like how Tingle here has picked up an accent that I can't quite determine.
You're welcome. Now give me your goddamn
rupees.
It's like
sad, posh British.
That might as well be my thing, that I cannot hold an accent.
Oh, so you,
you and you alone.
So unique are the people in this podcast.
Fucking weirdo.
I even went, whatever, I just read that. You only live once, live it in a totally full diaper. And
hashtag yellow, hashtag diaper life. So does that mean that for your entire life you should be wearing a shit-filled
I
diaper?
I didn't choose the diaper life. The diaper life chose me.
Let's move on to poetry.
Woo. Yeah, I've had the word poetry in big letters on my screen for so long, and I'm so on edge right now. I'm really edging.
I don't need to know that information. Okay.
Edit that out.
Oh, well, now it's staying in, fucking dumbass. Okay, yeah,
I know.
Well, fuck.
This is not my first time.
No, I was gonna ask Shellgame if there were any, this first one's really long, is there...
Yeah, you can skip the first one. The, second one's pretty short. The third one looks long, but it's pretty short. The last one I kind of love because it's embedded in an image.
Whoa! Oh, no! No!
Can I?
No!
Can
I...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to not look at that for now. We're going to the second
poetry. I can't
poetry.
Stop looking at it.
I'm going to read it because it's... I don't want to, but it's my turn, I guess.
Yeah, I think you said you wanted to.
I want to.
I think somebody is not explaining something to us. I think this has been... Oh, God, yeah. We've been honeypotted.
Now you're all in my...
Yeah, by you.
Okay. I'm Baby Barbie, and this is Rav.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to do it anymore. I thought it said Baby Barty, and I was going to do it in a Shakespeare voice.
You could have done it anyway.
I'm a little sissy girl, ellipses. So what do I love to do? To dance and prance and sissy twirl. And act like a sissy, true. I hate myself. Okay. I love to think of the cutest boys. I love to do as I'm told. By my mommy and babysitter. And for my Miss Cheryl Cole.
Who?
I don't know.
It's her teacher, probably.
Okay.
And I think you are pretty, too. I love how sweet we are. I love my sissy skin and lips. God, now I'm imagining he just has skin everywhere.
Stop imagining things. Why would you do that to yourself?
Cause that's,
don't think about it.
That's the reading I'm getting. Okay.
My brain has been off this entire time.
It's the best way to do it.
And I'm loving it.
Well, listen to this line. My sissy eye and eyes and girly hips.
I keep them in my closet.
They're right next to Matthew. My... my toenails and their pretty French tips. As a sissy, I want to go far. And I always love some help.
You need some help.
You know what I kind of hate about that one?
It, what?
Compared to, like...
That it rhymes better than most internet poetry?
Yes, it rhymes, and it kept a basic, like...
It's probably the best internet poem I've ever seen in my life, which is a shame.
Yeah, it's still fucking awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly just couplets, I guess.
Stress, take the one... There's no title, but Renee Tutu.
This is just a reply.
This
is a review.
Take the reply from Renee Tutu.
I'm Renee Tutu. W is for wonderful. U is for ooh rock. V is for very, very, very sweet. And I ran out of love letters, so I can't make a poem. But I want to know if you like to wear a tutu when you do your sissy twirl.
Okay, was the original...
If there is a response, it's not in the doc.
There's
which is
not.
Good.
That was the only response to that poem.
Shut even, down!
Even Sissy Kiss did not want to comment on that poem.
Was the original... Was Baby the original Barbie, you're cold. In Comic Sans?
Yeah.
Because it's Comic Sans in the doc.
I mean, I assume... That was one instance where editing didn't happen, and the entire rest of the website is in Comic Sans.
No, actually, I don't really know how, but that person was in Comic Sans. The only editing I did was to unbold a lot of things that were randomly bolded.
Yeah, like a fucking comic book. Going on the website.
Yeah.
The OP. Baby Barbie.
I wish there was a way to find the girls and gamers in the crowd.
There's a certain, that's not what the quote is. Like a fucking Frank Miller script.
Oh, I see what you meant about them being embedded in a picture, and I didn't.
I think we can skip
my first diaper.
Oh, can we?
Good.
Yes, I don't
can we
think
skip the rest
I think
too?
We can skip it because there are
guests. Are we allowed?
Wait. Is the name of it my first diaper or the talking diaper?
Now I scroll down.
Or is cute Becky the talking diaper?
I scrolled down and I saw the words laxatives, diuretics, or Viagra.
Why not all?
So.
Well, here's Renee.
So
we got more Comic Sans. So it means Renee Tutu is here.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just scroll away from that.
God, I can't even
zone.
Read that.
Oh, you can't?
Good, then don't.
My eyes still fucking hurt from looking at the site, so I have to, like, super focus so I can read that.
Stop looking at the site.
Yeah, I've been going straight from the doc. The site does this weird thing where when you click on any post, it always drags you. It, like, starts you at the top, but then it will drag you down to the most recent comment.
Oh, it drags you down,
wow,
alright.
It's like a metaphor.
This forum's all about dragging you down.
Argyle, sing us Rita Sissy's Choice.
No!
Well.
Oh, the Hello Kitty diaper.
I am the great bard Renee Tutu, and befitting someone of my stature, I only speak in Comic Sans. I don't know what inspired me, or why. But I wrote a poem which I call A Sissy's Choice. I don't claim to be much of a poet, but here goes. What lies beyond this door? Dare I open?
Yeah, good luck fucking reading this, by the way.
Dare I open, or shall I lock out my hopes, my dreams, the me I fear to share, the she I long to wear, to clothe myself in tomorrow instead of yesterday? What lies before? Incomplete, I've lived others' lives, a slave to dreams, not my own, unwilling chattel, chained by deeds chosen by others for me, bound by my denials. Shall I turn the key? Let me accept with all my soul silken ropes of servitude. Let me dance toward tomorrow's willing bondage. I choose my own submission, eager to explore the scope of my mistress.
Whoa, I got chills.
That might be because you're not wearing pants.
For a minute there, it sounded like Morrissey lyrics. The chills are from the tingle of hell laughing at your back.
So, for future reference, I think that the section called roleplay, I liked it, but it's very lengthy. It can be skipped. It's not the next one, but we can just.
I just saw the phrase "come on your face." I'm seeing a lot of phrases under games and tasks. A lot. I don't like them. So that's not how you spell enema.
Maybe they're just talking about the classic Blink-182 album Enema of the State.
Well, they still spelled it wrong, so.
Let's move on to the section called Games/Tasks/Stress. Why don't you read a fun little game to play with your bottles?
Oh, because I don't want to.
Alrighty. Then we'll just sit here and wait.
Alright, so here we go. Hi everyone, I'm Malo.
Hi.
This is a fun little game to play with your bottles. You're gonna need, here's your supplies. A thick diaper, preferably pink! You need a locking cover. I don't know what that is. 4 bottles. Some freezable drink. I don't think milk freezes well. You need laxatives, you need diuretics, or Viagra. You know, any of those 3 equivalent things.
Those normal things that little girls need.
Those 3 things that little girls all have and need and that all do basically the same thing. So just get some laxatives or some ketchup or some vinegar. So you start with 4 bottles. All 4 filled with your own choice of freezable drink, like apple juice. You put the key to your locking diaper cover in one. Wait, what?
Yeah, you need a locking cover.
Is this like a chastity diaper?
Yes.
Also known as a diaper?
I have diaper rash. Please change me. I can't find the key. I can't find the key. I need to change.
I think they have like a dungeon chest with a lock with diapers in it.
God. You put the key to your locking diaper in one and spike the other with your choice of fun substances. Oh boy, I just realized what's happening here. You wrap them all some way so that you can't tell which is which. I don't care how. And then mix them all up. Put them all in the freezer. One by one, you take them out and try to drink them. Once they're all finished, you can start thawing the next one. It'll take you, at worst, almost a full day in that one diaper. With a constant chance of getting a fun, complicating drug in your system, that day will be very interesting. Which one of you girls are willing to risk it? So, yeah, you can have, like, laxatives and,
Did anyone...
Smallpox.
No replies?
No replies.
I think I won't do that. Thanks, bye! That sounds like I'll die.
As I discovered digging more into Sissy Kiss, just because, I mean, nobody replied, I mean, based on the replies I did find, somebody might have done this. They just didn't report it.
Yeah, because they died. They shit themselves to death while they were trying to get the key to the diaper.
At least they had a supportive wife that loved them while they were dying.
I shouldn't have done laxatives in all four!
Oh, yeah, baby Princess Emily!
Hi, baby Princess
Emily. My liege.
M'lady.
Eddie's. Here's a task. Here's a task for anyone who feels they're up to it. That's wrong there. Or for mommies or daddies looking for punishment ideas.
That's not what that says. What kind of ideas?
For pushment.
Bam!
For punishment.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Ideas. You will need an enema. Bar of soap.
Oh, just enema.
Lots of thick diapers, a baby bottle, and plastic pants too.
To what?
You'll see.
What are plastic pants? There have been so many references to plastic pants. Is that a thing? And I'm just
It's like you put like it's for kids who are like 6 or 7.
Just wrap your legs in saran wrap.
Oh, okay. It's like that Tim and Eric sketch.
Wrap them completely in cling film.
There it is. We've solved it.
Now we all have to play that adventure game. Okay. One, insert the enema before place several layers of thick diapers on yourself.
Insert the enema before place several layers.
Oh, yeah, several layers.
No, several.
Two. Place the bar of soap in your mouth.
What?
Okay. Three. Stand with
your sin.
Stand with your feet apart and your arms behind your back until the enema runs out.
What is this fucking tableau you're creating?
It's going to be very provocative.
Four. Nail yourself to a cross.
And then the beginning of the little known play debris will start. Now remove the enema and the bar of soap. Put some plastic pants over your diapers and go back to yourself. Go make yourself a bottle of milk. Five. You may not remove the diapers. Did not remove the diapers. You may not remove the diapers until you have filled them completely.
Completely,
and you have finished your bottle.
Finched. I think this person might be jerking off.
Fin shed.
The diapers may not be removed until morale improves.
Tis but a morning lark. I did this, and it was one of the most humiliating punishments.
Punishments.
I'd like to point out that is so misspelled that Google Doc did not even bother to put a squiggle underneath of it.
Yeah, it's like, that's probably just in a different language that I don't know.
Humility.
Not touching that one.
Punishments. and fun baby experience I have had. I actually started crying a bit about the enema.
It was a fun baby experience. I actually started crying a bit during the enema.
Hi, I'm Giggles a lot. Sir Giggles a lot to you, plebeians.
Sir Giggles a lot and baby Princess Emily. We are in baby King Arthur's court.
Baby got dipe. When a man walks in with a giant diaper, you get sprung.
Baby Princess Emily, it's me, Sir Giggles a lot. I'm here to report. It burns bad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Only comment.
Who knew that putting soap in your butt hurts?
It was in your mouth. Why was it in your butt?
Oh, wait.
That's slow, you did it all wrong. Now we have to start over.
Damn it!
I'll be honest, I was only kind of half listening.
Show game.
Yeah.
You're a sissy on an adventure.
Yeah, I am. Hi, everybody.
I'm so excited for this name.
What's your name?
My name's Truck Stop Sissy. Hey, I'm gonna...
Hi!
Make a breaker, this is Truck Stop Sissy. 10-4, 10-4.
Hammer down. I'm going on a trip, and I would love to get some assignments and tasks. I'm a femmy girl who can be very naughty at times, and would like some tasks and assignments where I can express this side of me in public.
You must assassinate the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Ooh, that's the side I wanted to show. The naughtier task, the better. Thanks, everyone. Joel.
This is Truck Stop Sissy. I'm about to put the hammer down.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9.
Detective Slowpoke, you're Sissy Honeybell.
Oh. Okay. No special voice for this one. By femmy / naughty, I guess you mean you're into cross-dressing, humiliation, and aren't into AB. Here's a... AB! Here's an a task that you have no excuse not to do.
Since you are going to be...
There are no excuses in my class, sir. Now put this diaper on.
Since you are going to be on a road trip, you're going to need some road trip music. So you listen to girly music, like some of the below... Or you can set up a mix of fem hypno / brainwashing MP3s. So yeah, there's two links to music, one of which we will never know. But does spell out the word FAPS at the end.
Nice.
So can't be that great.
I think you mean can't be that bad, but go
on. So here's several ideas you can try. Take the total distance of your trip and divide it by 10. That's how far you can go before stopping. At every stop, you have to exchange one guy item for one girl item. Underwears, panties, add bra, put on lipstick, put on the rest of your makeup, paint your nails, put on wigs, socks, stockings,
Wait,
shoes, heels,
shirts,
gloves.
Why are you putting on a bra if you're a little girl?
Because you want to be just like Molly.
Please. Amelia, I hate to break it to you. None of these people are actually little girls.
Oh, I've been misreading this entire thing.
If you don't have the item listed, instead stop at the closest store to the stopping point and buy the item and only that item. Breathe me until you have all the items needed and dress up on the way back. Okay, step number 2. Make as many cum cubes as you can and
oh,
get
no,
a little lunchbox.
No.
Get anything to drink for the trip. Whenever your mouth gets dry and feels thirsty, pop a cum cube in your mouth and let it melt to keep you hydrated.
Argyle, I have bad news for you. You know how you're freaking out about this? This was literally in the F Plus episode. They called them frozen cum drops.
So far, this is a normal road trip.
A great summer treat!
Step number 3, come on your face before you hit the road and let it dry on your way to destination. No wiping it off until you get there. Step number 4.
I can't believe this is the least gross thing you've suggested.
In the girliest colors you can find, write Sissy on board, or Lady Boy behind the wheel, or Caution, Sissy Driver, or something like that on the rear windows. Make sure you're wearing a femme outfit so you can properly bask in all the attention. Number 5.
You're getting less gross.
If you don't want to be that blatant, get bright colored panties, thin white slacks, clear nail polish, and clear lip gloss. Number 6.
So the next one, presumably, is going to be the least gross one yet, I'm assuming.
So I'm going to slow down for this one. Get a vibrating butt plug and turn it on low. Just enough that you can feel it, but not enough that making tummies is an option. At the halfway mark, you can make a stop and relieve the urge that's been building.
Oh, God,
but you have to come in your hand. for then you either smear it on your face for the second half, or you lick it up and keep it in your mouth for at least 5 minutes before swallowing.
No, don't do
if you find yourself getting too distracted to pay attention to the road, either pull over or try to calm down or just stop. No sense killing yourself over such a simple thrill.
Number 7, kill all the other drivers. Crash your car.
Again, if you want to be discreet, you can find boy clothes that are pink or have girlier looking patterns and wear those on your trip.
The progression of grossness was so very strange in this one.
Little girl, do you know why I pulled you over today?
It was like, cross-dress, come on yourself, come on yourself, eat your cum. Wear a dress, come on yourself.
We're going to skip baby diaper tasks.
That's fair.
Good.
Oh, how... But you don't want to read about how they mash up a large quantity of ripe bananas and put them in their diapers?
No, we don't want to read that at all, actually. No, I don't think we do. No.
That's the best part.
Thanks for asking, though.
I think we should probably move on to punishment.
You mean this whole episode?
So this
whole episode has been that.
We've got to go into the corner because we've been naughty.
It's just your big diaper, baby.
You're goddamn right I am! Let me move away from my microphone.
For your achievements in defeating the diaper baby, we are promoting you to the title of Big Diaper Baby.
Hey, it's me, Big Diaper Baby! I need punishment bad. I stole 3 pairs of panties from a store today. A white pair, a hot pink pair, and a silk pink pair. I definitely need to be punished.
Shell, you're not so grown up.
That is shocking. And you should be punished for this. Here is the punishment I prescribe for you.
By the law of the king.
You will return.
Oh, I thought not so grown up was the doctor.
You will choose a matching set of bra, panties, and slip from the most expensive range you can find.
That's a dick move.
Like a range cooker, like on a stove.
Yeah, that.
Home on the
you
range.
Have to go to a store where they display all of their lingerie in stoves.
That's really fucked up, though, to be like, you're gonna buy the most expensive one, and it's really gonna suck for your life.
Say
but
about buying it,
you know.
Make sure they are very girly and in a size that is much too small for you. Then, you must take your selection to a sales assistant and ask if you have selected the right size to fit you. Of course you haven't, so you must suffer the humiliation of allowing the sales attendant to get the appropriate size. Then, you will purchase these 3 items. Hopefully,
yep, there it is.
The sale will go some way to compensate the store for the lost profit due to your disgraceful behavior. Oh, and one last thing. Make sure you are wearing one of the stolen pairs of panties when you do this. Report back!
I mean, really, the most humiliating thing that you could do is go back to the store and be like, hi, I stole these 3 pairs of panties to wear them because I'm an adult baby. Here's a link to my Sissy Kiss account and the thread
well,
that I made
really,
about this
the
thing.
Most embarrassing thing you could do is to participate in capitalism. High five!
Damn, I didn't know Banksy was hosting this podcast.
Yeah, you know, Banksy, the only person who doesn't like capitalism is Banksy. Amelia Bank.
See.
Right. I need punishment in order. I don't know what my name is. It's a collection of letters.
Punishment! Punishment! Punishment in order! Punishment in order in this courtroom!
My name is Zabadel, I think. I was rude and didn't obey all of... Whoa. Words are hard. I was rude and I didn't obey of orders. I didn't wear the compulsory nappy. Now I have nappies put on. I peed and I know that I should have a penalty. Whether I am supposed to go to bed in a wet diaper or will change
I really hate to do this, but the name is Z-A-B-D-L, which stands for Zekka Adult Baby Diaper Lover.
Oh, no!
Zekka!
Sorry, Zekka.
No.
I wasn't going to out anybody.
Sorry.
Time to reset the docs counter.
Oh, I'm Sissy 890. As a punishment, pee a little more in the nappy. The wrap it around your face for half an hour.
I'm sorry that our accents are fucking awful.
My name's Rack. Ratch. I should have been in diapers.
I'm supposed to be in diapers 24/7, but I was at a friend's house, so I thought I would be okay to be putting big boy underpants on. I needed to poop. So I went up the stairs to his toilet, but there was something in it. There was someone in it. There was someone
Read that again, please.
I needed to poop, so I went upstairs to use his toilet, but there was someone in it. I decided instead of waiting, I would just walk back to my house and use my toilet. On the very, very short walk home, the inevitable happened.
It was not inevitable!
Why is nobody else laughing at the phrase, I went upstairs to use his toilet, but there was someone in it?
I was waiting for someone else to take it, honestly.
I should have been in diapers, but I thought it'd be okay. I'm not looking for punishment. I just feel so ashamed. See, horribly aroused. I need to let it out.
I wish that was just how it worked. That you could be like, hey, I murdered a guy. I'm not here looking for punishment. I just wanted to vent. Sir, this is the police station.
Who's going to be not so grown up?
Everyone on this forum.
I can do all the parts. Sounds like you did. May as well just turn that big bill pants out. This obviously won't be needed them. Lol.
I'm low. Sounds like you realized what a big baby you are.
You can't. If you didn't, do this.
You should have. Not everyone just does number two in their
Please,
pants.
Archive, this is giving me ASMR.
It sounds like you learned your lesson, though. I hope you did, for your
that
sake.
That wasn't true, by the way. That was a lie.
Hi, I'm Sissy Desiree, and we all learn very important lessons by making mistakes. No real harm was done, and now you see why you need to wear your diapers. Some of us just aren't ready for grown-up undies. Sissy Desiree. Ugh.
Oh, before we move on, I want to say, in the next one on the list, I need baby training, there's the sentence, I am already 78% diaper incontinent. Like, how do you quantify
that's
that?
That is like pitchfork levels of specific number. And also, it's about shitting, just like Pitchfork is.
So this is what Nate Silver's up to in between election cycles. what did we learn?
I learned that I was right in not listening to that episode of the F+. Because it's a bad show. yeah.
I learned that people fetishizing diapers and, you know, loss of control didn't make me as angry as I thought it would.
Well, yeah, but we already established that you're a member of the forum.
I think I've been desensitized by that episode.
I don't know if I'm angry so much as just,
I was more angry at the red pill people.
Well, that's a fucking high bar that those guys
Yeah,
have
I wouldn't
set.
Describe my emotions as anger so much as just complete and total despair.
I was kind of angry at the woman who sounded like her husband was not into what she was making him do at all.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. There's a whole lot of Stockholm syndrome going on with the couples on this site.
Just like everything that surrounds this fetish is like it's just a constant non-consent for everybody around these people. Like,
yeah, really, they do spend a lot of time like getting off on like making the people in the world around them uncomfortable. Like just going to the store and being like, hey, you're part of my fetish now. Deal with it, bitch. I'm gonna come because you're looking at me.
We started with the person who admitted to their roommates that they were a sissy. And then they just started wearing diapers everywhere.
This is your problem now. This is your cross to bear.
Yeah, they never said that the friend said that was alright. They just said that...
Good job, dipshit. You signed a lease with me.
They did say that their friends were okay with it, but they also did then later say that they announced it to their last friend, so...
and if your fetish is holding you hostage, head on over to Ball Pit! That's BLLP.IT.
I also very quickly want to say, we only heard the word cummies once, and that's, I just...
You're
just
welcome.
Round of applause, everyone. You all did a great job.
Yeah. They're more than just cummies and diapies. They're a culture, and they face oppression. They've got poetry and advice and lives that are just worth sharing.
Yeah, sharing with unconsenting strangers. Yeah,
I can empathize with that being a gamer.
So basically, I think, okay, so here's what I learned tonight. I learned that adult babies and gamers are one and the same. Good night, everybody.
Oh, well, I had things to plug, but okay, bye.
Ball so, pit!
If you want more episodes from us, head on over to thefmin.us.
Yes.
There we have our episodes. You can see the lovely cover art, find links to the docs, that sort of thing. Also, you can head on over to Patreon. We have a Patreon page at patreon.com/extracredit. You know, you can support us and give us $10 a month, and you could have your name said at the end of the episode.
Your name can be associated with people who wear diapers.
Your name can be associated with people like Baby Princess Emily in this forum who made a big mushy poopy.
And Sarah giggles a lot.
Little girl inside.
Now I'm gonna go take a shower. But
have we, real quick, have we shouted out KGB Opera?
I think that was Montauk. I think we did. But we can thank him again?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks,
no,
KGB
he, no,
operative.
Stop. He gets one.
Okay. He bought us microphones.
Which is worth one thank.
I would actually like to
say goodbye, everybody.
I too would like to say goodbye to this website.
What did you want to say, Shogun?
I wanted to say that Ball Pit users Journeyman Thagwar and Sherman Tank Rotating Name kind of inspired me to go looking for this dog.
So fuck both of you.
So thank you.
I guess there's one other person. We didn't read anything that they contributed, but I just like saying the name GirlKisser420.
Yeah. Thanks, GirlKisser420, for being
you. Oh, yeah, GirlKisser420 was on this, too.
They also go by WrestlePig. They are in the Discord.
They have to keep GirlKisser420 for brand reasons.
Contractual.
Bye!
Bye!
Something commies.
I think we need another update on the election.
And while you look for that update, I do want to say I love the term compulsory nappy.